know, you can have, you know, no padded practices and still go out there and tackle well. That's the way I see it. It's all about effort.
How surprised were you to see that problem with tackling prop up when it hadn't really been a problem this season? You think that that was something in the past?
I think I'd be lying if I said I wasn't surprised, because I feel like we've tackled pretty well, not even just this preseason, but in past. It's something that we have to work on. We realize that, and we watched film today, and we know that, coming in this week, we'll talk about it.
What was the most frustrating thing about watching that film?
I think it would probably be the tackles. Just exactly what I just said. It's all about effort. And, it has nothing to do with your smarts of the game or your speed or your intelligence or anything like that. It's just about effort. And once you go out there and you don't have that the high effort and stuff like that, that's something you should be worried about.
I know the coaches have taken a little bit of blame on kind of the personnel substitutions and things and kind of leaving you guys hanging out a few plays. But aside from that, what was kind of their message to you guys in the film room as far as moving on from this?
I think that just to build off that, I don't think it's there's only so much that the coaches can do for you as a player. They can give you certain plays and stuff like that to get you in the right position. But at the same time, we got to go out there and we got to play. And we know that Seattle had we're gonna have some personnel problems. Just like I said, putting Percy in the backfield and putting him out at receiver and stuff like that. We knew that they're gonna do that. And so going into this game, we could have put ourselves in our regular defense and matched against that and knew what we ought to do. It's all about film work. So I think that the coaches, they're trying to take the responsibility for that. But I feel like as a player, it's definitely on us to go out there and compete against the other team, no matter what personnel they're in, no matter what defense we're in, and stuff like that.
How tough is that in that environment, Micah? Does that make it more difficult, just based on everything we talked about with how loud it is there, or is it just?
No, I don't think so. I think that we coach did a good job of making it loud for us. It was even way louder for the offense, and in practice we have the speakers and stuff like that, and the music playing loud. So I don't think that was a problem going into this game.
There's a lot of confidence among the defense before heading into the last game. Did that game do anything to diminish how you guys think?
No, we still feel like we can go out there and compete against anybody. We had a rough day. Coach said it best. You can't go out there and play a really good team and play your B game. You got to play your A game, and then we didn't bring that into Seattle. So we still feel like we're a very good defense, and we just got to put it on tape.
What does it take to find an A game?
It comes with practicing well, experience, getting experience level up, and making some mistakes. We made a lot of mistakes in Seattle, and we just got to learn from them and not let them happen again.
How did Ha-Ha perform in his first game?
He did well. He made some plays. That's big. I think just like all of us, though, a lot of us made mistakes. He did too. But I guarantee you, just being around him, the player that he is, he's going to learn from him. And come these next couple of games, you'll see a lot of improvement from him.
Does his physical presence help in some way? I know he's had some missed tackles, but is he can
definitely
that element?
Definitely. He can come down here, he can hit, you can put him in the box, he can make some tackles. Like I said, we all had a rough day tackling. I think that's evident, and he's a very good tackler, and like I said, next couple of games will show it. Yep.
Is there anything you can do in practice this week with that, or does it just have to be mostly, film work and kind of being cognizant of that going into New York?
As far as tackling?
Yeah.
You can definitely work in practice on that. Without having to, have full padded practice and out there killing each other, you can definitely work your tackling with a lot of the drills that coach shows us. It's just about getting your feet lined up and, like I said, effort. If you want to tackle somebody, you can.
Considering how well you did as a punt returner last year, were you disappointed that you were doing that role?
No, I wasn't disappointed. I knew that whoever was back there was going to have an opportunity to make some plays. I have full faith in coach, whoever he puts back there. I would like to be back there. I think, I can speak for the other three guys that catch punts in practice. Everyone wants to be back there to make plays. I think that, whoever's back there is going to have opportunity to make plays. And we're all cheering for that person.
Thank you.